Hello everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Manbhavan Prasad. I'm program manager in a lovely product called Vizio. I hope you all love this product. I, along with Sandeep, he's also a fellow program manager in Vizio, and Stella, I will be taking through the roadmap. Yes, she's Stella. We will be taking you through the roadmap where we have exciting things lined up for you in Vizio. I'm proud to, you know, associated with Vizio team, which hears the customer feedback and act on that. And in this session also, I would love to, you know, hear your feedback. So whenever you like something, something that I tell or something that you see on the slide, you should clap. And then we will know that, yes, wherever we are going is the right direction, right? Great, thank you. Okay, so let me start with a video first.
Travel Corporation has at least 10,000 passengers throughout the world. Say where you want to go and we will take care of everything else. We have so much data coming in. I'm looking at our booking numbers. I'm looking at how many passengers we're getting in, how many calls we're taking in, and all of that data piles up. Vizio allows you to take all of this data and then visualize it and use it and share it in a much easier fashion. Vizio allows us to optimize the end user's experience when they're on a phone call with one of our direct clients or travel agents. The flowcharts that we create allow them to quickly get the answer that they need. We can import an AutoCAD file, but it's so much more than that. You can link the live data that may be streaming into an Excel file that's being updated into Vizio that will show you that person's stats. Call center managers will be able to see, okay, this person is on red, this person is yellow. Anybody with a web browser can use Vizio Online. With Office 365, I'm able to integrate real-time data and see what's going on in the call center. I'm able to collaborate with my counterparts. We're so far apart, but working together at the same time on the same file, it's perfect. Whenever a curveball comes at you, you know, you have to be prepared. Vizio helps us to be able to visualize that curveball and tells them swing or don't swing. If we don't look at the data of today, we can't improve tomorrow so our customers can actually go on and have the best vacation possible. Because without our customers, we have nothing. My name is Victor, and I use Vizio to visualize data to help bring dream vacations to life.
You like it? Thank you. So, what are we covering today? So, when we were here last year in Ignite, we were asked a question. That is Microsoft invested in Vizio? And that was, you know, a good question because Vizio was a little bit silent in few of the years. But we answered that question last year that we have a very pretty rich roadmap for Vizio and Microsoft is invested in Vizio. This year we are not answering that question. We will show you that how invested we are, right? Okay, so, you know, we will be covering today lots of, parts of our roadmap. We can't cover everything in this 1.5 hours, so we have picked and selected some of the important aspects which is there in our roadmap. Something like, you know, smart diagramming, how to build operational dashboards with Vizio, how we are going with mobile and cloud vision, how we are aligned with that, and many more. So I want to assure you that, you know, we are working very hard. I'm from engineering team, and we are working very hard to be relevant in your business and to, you know, solve problems and challenges so that you achieve more in your business? And how do we do that? And what are the challenges, you know, currently businesses are facing? Let's go through that. So we'll start with a question to the audience to make it a little interactive. Of the Fortune 500 companies in 1955, how much percentage companies do you think are there right now? Any guesses? Wow, you guys are pretty close. ...89% are gone. What does this data tells us? That everything is changing. Everything around us is changing continuously. And with, you know, I would say with new technological advancements, things are changing even faster now. For example, mobile, if you have purchased a mobile 6 months ago, it's almost outdated now. So it's changing pretty fast. And in this changing world, you know, Microsoft is also keeping the pace with the changes. For example, in Visio team, we used to release Visio every 3 years earlier. But now we are releasing almost every month, right, Sandeep? So let's start with some of the facts. Some of the things which we are seeing is shorter innovation cycles. So whatever the time we are getting to innovate is very less right now. Earlier in Microsoft, like in Visio, I have worked with Microsoft CRM team and Office teams earlier. We used to have 3 years to collect the customer data and act upon that and, you know, release that. But now we don't have that luxury. You know, we are telecommunicating almost all the time and we are always on. Some of you might be in this session are almost connected with the world right now and you might be tweeting some of the interesting facts and figures and features which we might be presenting. Now, in this world where information is, you know, so large, it has become so big, you might have heard Satya telling this, repeating this, you know, sentence in yesterday's keynotes, that what is scarce in all of this abundance is human attention. And where Visio is helping in this? Can you tell me what is this figure? Okay. So MIT conducted one of the research that our mind takes only 13 milliseconds to process an image. But what about text? We normally read 200 words a minute. This is normal speed, right? And we only get 60% of those, whatever we read. And that is why they say that picture is worth 1,000 words. But now, those days are gone. It's not 1,000 words. It's much more than that. We are dealing with enormous data and information in today's world. And how does, you know, Visio is transforming itself to make sense and be relevant in this new world where data is continuously growing? So Visio lets you create anything visually. Like you can represent any complexity visually through Visio very easily. And then it lets you collaborate with your team members, with your partners, vendors, through the processes that you create. And then it lets you communicate one version of truth to everyone, to your colleagues, to your team members, to your partners and vendors. That is where, you know, data link diagrams also comes into the picture. When, you know, I'm talking about that information has grown in a very fast manner, we just don't need only the pictures. We need pictures with some data as well. And that is where data link diagrams comes into the picture. And we will talk more about that when we go further. When we look at our customers and the love we are getting, it's huge. You can see that we have thousands of customers and over 12 million users using Vigeo. We have 250,000 shapes in content ecosystem, and we are used by almost 94% of the Fortune 100 companies. Now, who uses Vigeo? So when I joined Vigeo, I actually talked to lots of customers across industries and domains, and I was surprised to know that Vigeo's reach is so vast. It is not made for only one, a domain. It cuts across all the industries and domains. Some of the examples, like in manufacturing, our engineering team uses it, factory operations team uses it, in financial services, people build business processes to control risk, and in IT, application infrastructure and workflows are built in Vigeo. In retail, store operations, store layout, HR tracks, their headcounts and their organizational hierarchy in Vigeo. So, usages are almost very, I would say Vigeo is very versatile product as far as usage is concerned. One of the customer I remember is using Vigeo to control their nuclear plant at when to switch off or switch on some of the operations in nuclear plant. So it is getting used even in business, which is very critical. As I touched upon earlier, that earlier we were releasing Vigeo every 3 years, like 2003, 2007, 2010, and 2013. But 2016 onwards, we have changed that. We are continuously listening to you, and we are continuously improving Vigeo. And almost every month, we are shipping some or other value, with every quarter some major value going on in Vigeo.
With Vizio, you can display data on top of real-world visuals just by linking diagrams to popular data sources. Let's link a new product launch process in Vizio with metadata in Excel. Start with a process diagram as swim lanes with functions and timeline information. Metadata like cost, owner, status, start date, and end date are in the Excel workbook. With quick import, Vizio automatically identifies the data source, imports the data, links it to shapes, and applies graphics. Edit the default data graphics to display the information just how you want. You can choose from the built-in icon sets, data bars, and text callouts, or you can create custom ones. Add a legend to make your data even easier to understand. Share your data link diagrams with anyone across the organization. They can view the process from their web browser. With one-step data linking, you can easily turn diagrams into dashboards and monitor progress in no time. Work visually with Vizio. Download a free trial of Vizio Pro for Office 365 at office.com/Vizio.
How was it? So this was one of the examples which we delivered just now in 2016 version. And we are continuously delivering more. We will talk about most of the investments which we are doing. We think of it in the four categories. The first one is mobile and cloud. So mobile and cloud is a thing where all the organizations are investing right now, and they have to find solutions for workforce using cloud and mobility more and more. So we have many things here in mobile and cloud, which we will go through. Windows desktop, we are continuously investing in that to make it better and better for you. One of the big category which we have started investing more is in data, and we will go through that when Sandeep will take you through investments in that area. And last but not the least, we want to continue to have strong ecosystem which we have on desktop, and we want to extend that to even further on cloud and mobile. So I will start with mobile and cloud first, where I will go through all the investments which we are doing right now. So in last 1 year, or I would say 2 years, I have talked to many of you, many of the customers, and what I have heard is that you want diagrams to be accessible on the go. That is one major feedback we have heard. Second feedback, we heard that people who consume diagrams in your organizations and outside organizations are far more, far bigger in number than people who create them. And you, as a creator of the diagram, want to share diagram in full fidelity. It's almost your artwork, so you don't want to share something which doesn't have the full fidelity, but when you convert it into some other format, it loses the fidelity. So we heard that feedback as well. And the third one is you told us that workforce is now no more limited to only desktop or Windows ecosystem. They are using variety of devices, and they want to create diagrams anywhere. So let's see that how we are taking care of these feedbacks. The first one is we are coming up with native apps for iPad and iPhone. So we already have a solution on Windows desktop, but we wanted to go ahead in mobile platform, and the first one we have selected is iOS. You will be able to view your diagrams in full fidelity here. You will be able to search. You will be able to switch the layers very easily. I will show you that. And in large diagrams, you will be able to pan through the diagrams very easily. Now, all of these are not the promises, but it will solve the real business problem. So I have taken an example of Contoso, which is an interior designer company. So what they do, they design VGO diagrams. They design VGO diagrams in VGO, kitchen diagrams in VGO, and they send it to the field technician to implement it. Now, currently, because we are not there on mobile devices, Contoso prints those diagrams and gives it to field technician. But that is not interactive. And if it is very large layout, then it's very difficult to navigate through each and every property in the diagram. With iPad, it becomes very easy. I will show you how. So it's not only talks. I will show you a real working app. Okay. So this is the iPad app. Projection might be making it a little blurred, but I want to assure you that it is very pretty clean and clear and very fluid experience. So it's a pretty big diagram, and I know that some of you might be creating even bigger diagrams on VGO. So I zoom in, and you can see that I can go to very high zoom levels here. I don't know, what's the figure? Oh my God. It's almost 200,000% you can go. Yeah, now, in this large diagram, how do you navigate? So let's say that you want to go to kitchen. You can navigate like this. And it is so fluid. You can see that it is going wherever, you know, I'm swiping it. And you can see everything's so clear. You can just see the text here at this zoom level. It's 4400. Yes, it's pinch and zoom. Yeah, you can come to Visio booth and you can try it yourself. And now you can switch the layers. So let me, you know, bring something where I have put an air conditioner on the layer, and you want to get rid of that because you might be a carpenter. You know. So you can just switch the layer by tapping it. And air conditioner is gone. Similarly, you can share your diagram from right here. You can share it as image, as link, or you can send a copy. You can find anything in this diagram, in the diagram level or by diagram type. You know, you can go full screen. And if you want to see the diagram completely, you can go fit to screen. So all of these features are there, and you know, you have features like print. I switched something else. I don't have much time to go back because it will load the diagram again. But you can print the diagram right from here. Yes, so as you can see that you can access the local file on iPad, but also you can go to your OneDrive for business or OneDrive for consumer or SharePoint site. If you have your file there, you will be able to access those files as well. Visio app. So right now we are in preview. If you want to participate in preview, you can give your email ID at the Visio booth, and we will, give you the access. And we are coming soon to G8 to release it. Yes, it is Visio Viewer to start with. Can you switch? Yeah, so those are in the roadmap. We will develop app for that as well. I can't tell you the exact timeline right now, but you know, you can keep on seeing it on Office roadmap, where we keep updating the timelines. Yeah, thank you. Next one is Visio Online. So we heard that you want to share your files, Visio diagrams online, and people should be able to view that almost anywhere, almost on any device. So this works in a browser. Without wasting much time here, I will go to directly to the demo because Stella is telling me that I am running over. So here, IT team needs to visualize company's network to track its health. So IT administrator creates the network layout, then connects it with data and uploads it to SharePoint. Then the whole IT team can access it almost from anywhere, from any device, and they can also have up-to-date diagram with refreshed data. Let me show you how. So this diagram is on SharePoint right now. I click on it. It opens itself in Visio Online. Because it has connected data, then it asks me that do I want to refresh? Because refresh will always take time. It will go to the data source, it will fetch all the data, and refresh the diagram. That is why it asks first. So I will say allow refresh. And right now it is going to the database, bringing the data and refreshing the diagram. And you can see that all the data is showing up as it is in the diagram, and you can see the clarity of each of the things. So whatever you are making in Visio, it will be shared in that kind of fidelity because we are using almost the same code, for web. Now I will, I wanted to show you that I can change the data and it will get reflected here, but just a minute. But I will skip that because we are running over the time. You can look at the shape info for every shape here. Like if you have associated details on the shape, you can view it here. You can refresh data. You can share. You can do other stuff like download because we are using the same infrastructure of Edge Office Online. So all the common feature set will be available for Visio Online as well. We're already done with demo. So what next? After consumption, of course, creation. So we are working on creation on the web, and we are starting with basic diagrams, flow charts, block diagrams that you will be able to create on the web in same Visio Online as you create other office documents. So that we are working on currently, and if you have any feedbacks around that or if you want to influence that, hey, these are the diagram types we need, or these are important for us, you can come to Visio booth and you can tell us. Or so viewing experience is free, for free. Creation experience we have still not decided yet. We'll let you know whenever we decide. Yeah. Great. Now, the last thing I want to cover is we are extending our ecosystem as well. And we are coming up with JavaScript APIs for all the capabilities that we are building on web, so that you can extend it. You can use it anywhere you want. And we are starting with APIs and capabilities at par with Visio services currently, and then we will enhance it further. Some of the interesting scenarios you can do with these APIs are interactive dashboards as shown here. Here you see retail layout where data connected diagram is there, and for every, if you click on any product, it will show you the product details and if it needs restocking or stock is running low, and you can create order directly from here. So you can basically mash up different data and different systems on the same page so that workflow is at one place and you are not switching the applications. Same way, you can build the process library with these JavaScript APIs and make it interactive. So what are the priorities of these extensibilities APIs? The first one is, of course, we want to extend the capabilities. Second one is it has to be forward-looking. So whenever we develop capabilities in our product, we will make sure that we have roadmap to make it available in JavaScript APIs. And third one, we want to be consistent with Office so that your learning curve is almost zero. So our APIs will be almost same as other Office apps APIs when it comes to signature or other stuff. So that's what I'm doing. With this, I will transfer back to Sandeep, who will cover.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sandeep Srivastava. I'm the principal PM lead for Visio Desktop. Before I begin, I would want to call out that we have a focus group coming up tomorrow in which we are going to deep dive into Web Create, and we are going to deep dive into Visio dashboarding capabilities to share more about what we are doing, but also to understand from you what else we should do. Before I begin, I'll set the context that when we were in Ignite last year and when we made a release for Visio 2016, we wanted to make sure that we are starting with a full understanding of what our customers are doing with Visio, what are the pain points, what is going well with Visio, and what is not going as well. And what we did was we went on a world tour. We met up with customers in US, we met up with customers in Europe, we met up with customers and partners in Japan, we met up with customers in Middle East to understand what are the different areas that we need to go and focus on. And this roadmap is a function or is a understanding of what our customers have been telling us and some of the strategical direction that Microsoft has been taking and the world has been taking in general. So data is an example of that. We do understand that today is a data age, and Visio needs to play well with data. And we are making a huge investment in data to make sure that you can do your visual communication with data. As we say, picture is worth 1,000 words. Data-backed dashboard is worth probably billions of lines of data. And we'll talk about it as I talk more. So this is something that is just going to go out of market by the end of the year. We have been working on database reverse engineering. As a lot of you would know, we used to have this feature in Visio 2010, and it used to be one of the loud feature with the IT audience of Visio. With the 2016 Pro, we're going to bring it back and make sure that you can use Visio for reverse engineering your database, be it MS SQL, be it Oracle, be it MySQL, or be it any other database. You'll be able to pull out the schema, model the database, and then be able to visualize it, do the analysis for the entity, and share the diagram with your coworkers, either in form of a document or as a Visio diagram. So this will be back, and this will actually help a lot with our IT audience. This is, again, something that you told us that the direction that we took by pulling it out from Visio was not the right one to do, and we are bringing it back. Thank you. The second thing we're doing is making sure that some of the areas where we did not invest as heavily in the last decade, we go back and invest. And mind map is a great example of that. With the advent of modern devices, web, and the modern ways in which people work and collaborate in a large group, mind map has gained significantly in importance. We have a template for mind map in Visio. It was significantly outdated, and people used to give us a lot of feedback when they used to use it. And we have Visio customers who have Visio, but they also have an alternate mind map product alongside, just to basically get the benefit of the modern mind mapping. We are investing heavily in mind map. We're making sure that there's a good data integration so that it works well with Word, Excel, PowerPoint. You can take data from there, create a mind map, and you can take the data out back to Word, Excel, PowerPoint. We're integrating with OneNote. MindMap has been one of the biggest asks from the OneNote user community. And the only way in which MindMap surfaces up in OneNote is via Visio and will be via Visio. So we're integrating with OneNote. And this will... Great. This is... great. So I'm loving to hear your claps. I'm understanding that we are on the right direction. But do feel free to shout if you think we are not on the right direction. We are here to listen from you as well. The third thing we are doing is we are making sure that we are investing heavily in being at par with Word, Excel, PowerPoint. There are places where Visio was lagging behind, collaboration being one example. So we're making sure that we have Collab Corner, we have integration with Skype, which makes the communication and the collaboration across a wide set of users who are working together much more easier. We are also integrating with what is coming up with Windows 10 called Windows Information Protection. That will make collaboration more trustworthy. So when When you are working on a machine which has both your business data and your personal data, Windows Information Protection will make sure that your personal data does not end up making its way to business and vice versa. So we respect that sanctity as we go forward, and that will make us much more compliant with the IT policies of the organization. So we're continuing to make sure that we are with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, we are with Office, and we breathe the same air and we live the same room when we move forward. Okay, so I'll do a quick demo on how you can combine the power of Visio with the collaboration. And here is an example of an AutoCAD file which has been inserted into Visio 2016. AutoCAD being one of the file format that the people, our users in facility segment and manufacturing segment use quite a lot for diagram augmentation and for creating the dashboard. So here what I've done is I've imported the AutoCAD file with the right scale. We just made a release in Visio Pro which supports AutoCAD file format for AutoCAD 2013 and 2016. That makes sure that our AutoCAD support in Visio is at par with in sync with what AutoCAD supports. So you see here that the scale is 1 by 8 inch to 1 foot, which basically makes it much more usable. And now what I do is, since I'm using a space planning template, I have made sure that I mark out specific portions within the diagram, either with the space that I plan to utilize or with the assets that I want to place in my office. And you can see when I move this shape, since this is a smart shape, it actually automatically calculates the area of the room. So this changed from 10 square meter to 23 square meter. You can also see that here on the right-hand side, we have a space planning layout, which basically calls out the different space that have been created and the different assets that have been laid out in the diagram. We have the power of the smart shapes. So we have around 400 smart shapes that we ship out of Visio. And as I lay out the smart shape and as I drag the smart shape on the canvas to occupy the room, you can see that the number of chair increases and decreases based on the size of the table. That's the smartness of the smart shape. And as I laid out this asset here, it also got added on the right-hand side panel. I can use this asset and the space information to basically go and create a report, inventory report for the facility, which can help me understand the costing and basically help me collaborate with my engineering team and the facilities team for setting it up. Now, as you can see in this diagram, I have a comment from my coworker who thinks that I should have laid out the table in a different way, and I can either choose to reply from here or I can basically initiate a call with a person and have further discussion with them. So this is where we are taking Visio by combining the old world support for AutoCAD with the modern support for collaboration. So this is again something that we heard from you on our Word tour. We heard that the primary way of sharing or collaborating on Visio diagram was by sharing it as a PowerPoint diagram. But creating a PowerPoint out of diagram used to continue to be a pain. So what we are doing is we are investing in making Visio and PowerPoint better together. So what you can do with this feature is that you can create clippings of the diagrams within Visio and create a beautiful fly-through presentation in PowerPoint. And the PowerPoint keeps in sync with the diagram, so you don't have to do the copy-paste and updates or changes when things change in the diagram. And this is something that we have been working on. Yes. So right now we are working on PowerPoint, but what we are also doing is we are integrating with TAP. TAP is the new app that Satya talked about yesterday. So with that, what will happen is whatever you clip within Visio will be available in the TAP. So using TAP, you'll be able to pull it in Excel, in Word, in PowerPoint, any of the sources. Right. So the next one is natural user interface. We are investing heavily in making sure that we work well with the ink and the surface devices. We have already invested in ensuring that we have a draw tab and we have a touch first experience for Visio. We are investing now in shape recognition so that you can draw a lot of the simple diagrams just by using pen and paper without the need to ever bring up mouse and keyboard on the canvas. Right, so when we talk about roadmap, we typically talk about a period of 1.5 to 2 years. So whatever we talk about today should mostly show up in the next 1.5 to 2 years time frame. It's not something that we are talking out of thin air. We already have the engineering feasibility done. We have the prototypes ready, and we have basically figured out an engineering plan when we come here and talk about this. So this is for real. This is the big investment that we have made in the last 9 months. A portion of our engineering team was making sure that we are accessible. And this was to make sure that the larger set of workforce, which either deal with temporary disability, permanent disability, or situational disability, have a way to work with Diagram. When I initially came to know about accessibility in the context of Diagram, I was blown away. I could not think that we can actually make a tool which can help accessibility needed users create Diagram. But we made it possible by making sure that we have an accessibility checker. So a creator of a Diagram, before sharing the document, can actually do an accessibility check to understand if the document is ready for him to be shared widely with all the accessibility challenge users. We have made sure that you have a navigation order definition within the diagram. So now you can go into the diagram and you can basically define in what order the diagram should be logically read out or logically navigated so that it makes sense for an end user. We have integrated heavily with Windows Narrator in Windows 10, and we are integrating with JAWS. We have a support for alt text for every portions of the diagram, and then we have a very good support for PDF. So now when you save as PDF, the PDF that we generate for the diagram is completely accessible, and that accessible PDF would work with Adobe Reader, it'll work with Edge, with the Windows Narrator, or with JAWS. And I wanted to call out that this accessibility work that we have been doing is not just for traditional accessibility challenge users who are permanently disabled. We've also made sure that we work with segment of the user who are disabled by either situation. To take an example of, say, touch, where a person could be permanently disabled because they don't have an arm, where the person could be situationally disabled because they're carrying a baby in the arm, and a person could be temporarily disabled because they have a broken arm. We make sure that we cater to the entire spectrum, and we made it possible by investing heavily in accessibility. This is going to go out in the September timeframe, and we'll make sure that we talk about it as we release this. So do give it a try. I'll deep dive into data now, and I'll give you a sneak preview into what is coming in data. But we do have a full-fledged session tomorrow at 4 p.m., which gives a lot more colorful example of what you can do with data within Visio. What we are investing in heavily is what we call data-driven diagram. This is the segment of the diagramming where the hand-created diagram needs to be augmented with the diagram within your ecosystem, within your LOB, to make sure that you have a diagram which can speak the language of your business. We also make sure that we can take the data that is from your LOB business, from your Excel collaboration worksheet, from your network sheets, and we can straight away create the diagram out of it. With this, we make sure that your diagrams are can be created with efficiency. They are created with which are always in sync, and they are created in a way where they are automated and always scale. Cater to the scale. We are right now working on making sure that we have the scenario lit up for process, and that is going to go out by the end of the year or the beginning of the next year. And we are making sure that subsequently we invest in org chart, in network, in brainstorming, and we have a full-fledged platform for data-driven diagram, which will make it possible for you to take any kind of data from Excel, from XML, from JSON, and be able to create diagram without having to ever go and hand-code it in such kind of scenarios. We have our developer story as well. We'll talk about that in the extensibility section. Sure. So network visualization is split in two parts. One is the network discovery. For discovery, you will still need an app, and that app could be OMS, could be Nagios, could be SCOM, could be any other app out of Visio. And then what you can do is you can take the diagram out, the data from it, and you can visualize that portion from Visio. And the diagram that is created from such data will always be up to date and always be in sync with the data. I'll show a quick glimpse of what we have made possible, but be aware that this is an early preview and this is not what the user experience is not final. So what you see here is a page where I have to create a loan approval process. And what I have done is I have basically interviewed as a BA, I have gone ahead and interviewed my user segment to capture their day-to-day process in an Excel sheet. What I do is I capture the process in an Excel sheet and I basically cover it in this schema, which has process step description. It has the information about how different process steps connect with each other, the connector label, the shape type, and some metadata about the process. And when I connect it with the page, what it does is it creates the diagram for me. Glad that you liked it. so you see here that the process diagram has been created and the metrics have been laid out. Different colors here basically call out the different state of the process and the circular metric at the top indicates the number of open tickets. So the diagram is created, the metrics are laid out, and it makes sure that your diagram is always in sync with data. So when the data changes, the diagram updates. Yes?
We possibly have something similar to like a Gantt chart as well. We can convert over from a Gantt chart.
Yep. So theoretically, it is possible. We're making sure that we invest in that direction and we release a template which makes this possible. So as you would notice that this capability is not a hard-coded capability within the product. This capability is enabled by writing a special kind of a template which is capable of understanding data. And in the next section, I'll talk about how as an end user, you can write such template which can connect with any data source and create any diagram. So Visio has this concept of smart shapes. We have taken that, extended that concept and created what is called smart diagram so that the entire diagram can change based on the data which is speaking to the diagram. Yeah. So while we are at the demo, I'll also talk about what we have done to make sure that we have the power of our ecosystem brought to Visio. So in the latest version of Visio, if you go to the template or if you go to the backstage, you'll see that now you have templates and the sample diagram. We have made heavy investment in education, so we made sure that we have a category for education. And here you'll see that we have added a whole lot of template around algebra, electromagnetism, physics, music, sports, trigonometry, and maps, which makes our student community leverage Visio in a beautiful way. We've also made sure that with this release, we start integrating with our ecosystem and we also ingest the templates that were developed by our partner ecosystem. So you no longer have to go hunt around for Visio templates on Google or on Bing. We bring them in the backstage right here and we do that after doing all kind of validation, making sure that there are no malicious code and making sure that they work well with Visio and they meet the quality standard of Microsoft. So there are templates which can help you with gamification of education. There are templates which are really code, which are really games. This one is a countdown game, which was developed by David. David is sitting here. And we've also made sure that we have a good library of sample diagram. You can see some samples here right now. So apart from the sample that Microsoft already supports, you can see that the industry veterans have come forward and they have contributed to process diagram templates to Visio. So here you can see that there are process templates for commercial financing, for credit review and approval, customer quote request. So as a BA, you no longer have to basically search any other place to get the inspiration. You can get it directly within Visio, and you can extend these sample diagrams to create the processes that you would desire to have in your organization. We are working with bigger industry forums, bigger consortiums to make sure that we have the full spectrum of all the processes from all the industry within Visio so that the power of Visio can be explored all the way more without having to cross the entry barrier to learn Visio before you can create the diagram. So with data, we foray into what we call operational intelligence. Operational intelligence is a stream which is parallel to business intelligence. And this stream is really about how you can take the real-time data and put it on a dashboard, and you can basically draw operational insight on the fly from the real-time data. With the Visio Web and with the Visio Create capability, we are making sure that we have capabilities which can help you draw real-time insights from the data. We are adding new data sources. We are making sure that we have the full breadth of the Microsoft data stack in form of Power Query or in Excel, which can pull out data from different sources. We are also investing in making sure that you have alert and notification. So it does not stop at the visual dashboard. It also will actually give you alerts, either visual alert or communication alert. And then you'll also be able to take actions on the alert by triggering workflows where we integrate with Power Apps or we integrate with Flow and make sure that we have the whole ecosystem, the whole workflow sorted out end to end. This is something that we talk more about in the data to diagram session tomorrow. Again, just calling out for the new people who have joined the room. There's a focus group tomorrow in C209, which will cover both Web Create and the Smart Diagram. Please do make it a point to join. If you are looking for the early preview of the Smart Diagram capability that we talked about, there's a URL at the bottom of the page, akka.ms/smartdiagrams. Please do go there, give us your email address, we'll get in touch with you, and make sure that you are trying out the Smart Diagram capability for process, for network, for brainstorming, for org chart, for UML modeling. And as we build it, we get real feedback from you so that we build what is desired by you and we grow together. Okay, I'll talk about the ecosystem, and I already showed you the power of the ecosystem where we talked about how we are bringing in both the first party and the third party content ecosystem within Visio, and we are making sure that you can do more with Visio by exploring the breadth of Visio, by exploring and understanding the sample diagrams and the wider segments of diagrams that can be created with Visio. As I said, we are bringing the whole power of the smart diagram to the hands of the developer. And, excuse me, any individual out there can author a smart diagram template that could be capable of understanding any source of data and creating any kind of diagram using any kind of stencil. And this is all done using the declarative power of the smart sheet and the formulas within the smart sheet and persisting it in the template file. So you can take data from XML, JSON, Excel, Project, Power Query, and do such kind of a integration where the data binding between the template and the data and the data binding between the template and the semantics of the diagram can actually help you create diagrams which you can use for monitoring because they react to the data that changes underlying, or you can use it for modeling the data because the diagram and the data can, they are in sync with each other, so when you make the changes in the diagram, the data also updates, or you can use it for traditional visualization for the sake of efficiency and for the sake of scale, and you can then use it for analysis and semantic zoom in and zoom out. So as we invest in this, we'll make sure that we are highlighting it and calling it out and socializing it with you and taking the right kind of feedback. So I already showed this demo, I'll skip this. With this, we come to the end of the session. Make sure that give us your feedback by connecting with us on any of the social channels. And we'll take some minutes here to take your question and answer and any comments that you may have about the roadmap that we just talked about. Thank you. Yes.
Can you automate that? You want it out of dashboard, you want to import that data diagramming and the lens in dashboard where it's supposed to be on SharePoint, something like that?
Yes. So when you create the diagram, you connect it with data,
right,
and then you put it on the SharePoint, anybody can view that diagram and refresh the data. So it is always connected with the data then.
So all you need to do is you need to save it in a SharePoint library,
yeah,
document library, and it becomes a dashboard. Yes.
Right.
If you want to take it a step further, you can embed it in a web app in SharePoint, or you can embed it in Power BI, and it becomes a live dashboard with.
Yeah. And you can use JS APIs to basically build a SharePoint piece for yourself, where that visual diagram can also fit in. And other data, like you might have something in Power BI or something in Excel or something coming from your LOB apps, you can have all of those things in that whole page, and you make that as a centralized dashboard.
Can I manage the iOS app within Jira?
Right now, with first version, no, but we will come with that support very soon. Yeah, so we have noted that feedback. We have got that feedback from other customers as well, and we are looking onto that. That is part of our roadmap. Yeah.
Is that feedback for iPad or for desktop or for both?
For anywhere,
wherever.
Any consumption. Yeah.
Any other feedback, comments, questions? Thank you.
Thank you.